Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up, I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of all things calendar planning, and your new partner in adventure. Welcome back to the podcast, girls. This week, we are talking all about planning for the new year. We're just going to jump right in because I want to make sure that you know exactly what you should be doing for the new year. Now, why are we talking about this right now? We still have 3 weeks left in the month. It's because you need to plan right now for the new year. Once you've waited until January the 1st, it's too late. You haven't put any thought into it, and you need to get it done now. We need to figure out what it is that we're trying to accomplish, why we want to do so, and then how we're going to get it done. These things are the three most important factors that we have to figure out when planning to make habit changes. Now, if you've been following along with us, you know that I am doing a program at the beginning of the year called First Six. It is completely free for you to join us, and you will get 6 emails over a 6-week time span, and we will go through some of these things much more in depth through the first 6 weeks of the year, because I'm trying my best to help you set yourself up for success in the new year. So let's bring it on back. What is it that we're trying to accomplish? Why? And how are we going to do it? So first, let's focus on the what. You've got to figure out what kind of goal it is that you want this coming new year. Now, it could be something as easy as losing weight, you know, getting that body back before baby, or maybe even that body back that you had, back in high school. Wouldn't we all love that? And maybe it's something else like starting a business. You have been thinking about it for a long time. It's been on your back burner, but this is the year, and this is when you're going to do it. So you need to start thinking about what all it's going to take to get that accomplished. Maybe it's something a little bit more simple. I didn't say easy. I said simple. Becoming a better parent. We have just finished this parenting book with our community group at church. I will definitely tell you, it has been very eye-opening, and it has definitely sparked a lot more in-depth conversations between me and my children. Maybe it's something along the lines of stopping the drinking, or maybe stop smoking. Maybe you want to outsource some of your responsibilities if you already have a business. Or maybe it's nothing more than just getting yourself organized so that you can have some time to rest. We're so busy these days, a lot of times we just don't even have time to sit down and rest, to take a minute to ourselves. So this is your year. You want to get organized so that you can have a little bit more you time or me time. Okay, moving right on into our why. Why do we want to get these things accomplished? Girls, you absolutely have to have this nailed down. It has to be spelled out. So we're going to start writing these things down. You're going to write down what it is that you want, and then you're going to write down the why. Maybe it's just that you want to feel better about yourself when you lose weight. Maybe it's that you want to make more money this year. That's why you're planning to start the business. Or maybe you just want a better relationship with your children as they continue to grow, and that's why you want to be a better parent. We just need to figure out what the why is. Why do we want these things? It absolutely has to be a burning desire to accomplish. Because I promise you, when it comes to habit changes, if you do not have a burning desire to get this accomplished, I promise you that you won't. Because Habits are hard to change, and you absolutely have to be willing. You have to want it. And I'm not saying that to scare you or to make you think that you can't do it. I'm just telling you that you have to be willing. You have to want it. So that way you'll go after it. Now, let's talk about the how. How is a whole nother ball game. It's a whole nother beast. But you know what? I'm absolutely going to help you get it done. So the how is being able to have a grand design. You need to make yourself a grand design. Now, that's why we have started out with the what and the why and writing all this down, because now we're going to follow it up, with the how. Okay. Before that, we need to take a step back, though, because we want to know how, but we have to also learn from our past mistakes. So we need to take a step back into the past so that we can look over how last year went, or even a couple of years previously, how those went. What is it that held you back? What were some of your hangups? Maybe it was some of those social events that you went to where you may have eaten too much and that's why you didn't lose the weight that you wanted to. Maybe it was all the holiday cookies that you made with your children that kept you from your weight loss goals. Anyways, maybe it's that you are nothing else than just afraid of failing with that new business that you want to start. You don't know how much money it's going to cost. You have no idea where to even start with the plans. You don't know what's required to even own a business in your state. So you've put it on the back burner and you haven't thought about it very much. But this is where we have to take a step back, like I said, into the past so that we can figure out what it is that we need to do to be able to move forward. And let me just tell you, girls, there are so many resources out there. Now, when it comes to self-help, weight loss, fitness, I absolutely can help you with all of those things here. I do have programs set up. I also have ways that you can contact me to ask me questions, all kinds of stuff like that. But if we're talking about starting a business or being an entrepreneur, even though I am one, that's not where I focus. But I'm just telling you, there are plenty of entrepreneurs out there who are teaching other entrepreneurs how to get things like this done. And there is no lack of information, I promise you. And it's very, very easy to find. All you need to do is just look. So, now that we know what we're trying to accomplish, why we're trying to accomplish it, and how, let's talk about that grand design. First, under the grand design, we have a couple of phases. First, we need to figure out what inspires us. What are the things that we want to accomplish within the goal? For example, if you're trying to lose weight, and the reason is that you want to get the old you back. The inspiration is possibly going to come from maybe a group of women that you want to join. Maybe it's a gym where you know that you'll be accountable to others. Maybe it's a friend that you can recruit on your behalf and do it together. So what is it that's going to inspire you to get these things accomplished? What is it that's going to help you when you wake up every single morning and you are still tired and you don't feel like it? Or maybe it's after dinner and you see those cookies that your children begged you to make, even though you know that you don't need them, but they're sitting there on the oven and they're staring at you. What is it that's going to inspire you to do those things or keep you from doing those things, i.e. eating those cookies? You need to figure these things out for yourself and you need to write them down again. Okay, so now we're getting into the phases of planning. Okay, is it going to take you a day to plan these things? Is it going to take you a few hours? Maybe it's going to take you just one simple hour to sit down alone with no distractions. Maybe it's something a little bit more intensive, like business planning for the new year, and you need to take an entire day distraction-free, maybe with your partner or your VA, and you just need to completely bang it out. put the phone on vibrate, have someone else pick up the kids, get your pencils, your markers, your calendars, your whiteboard, sit down and just have it all out. Maybe that's what you need. You have to decide what's going to be right for you. And I will tell you right now that I am doing the last one. I am a business owner. And even though we focus on fitness and self-help here, it's still a business that I run, and I need to sit down and plan all of those things out. And I'm hoping that I can get all of that done this week. And hopefully, I will also be able to share with you on social media. So keep a lookout for that, okay? How far in advance are we going to plan? Well, depending on your goals, let's say you're on the higher end of time frames like a business, I would say no more than 3 to 6 months, because things change so much, so quickly and so drastically in that kind of a setting. You don't really need to plan the entire year, because it might be a waste because of all the changes that come down the pipe. If it's wanting to lose weight, I would say 12 weeks is a great place to start. Most workout programs are anywhere from 6 weeks to 12 weeks long, and that is because that's how long it takes to start seeing some results. So any of you who are considering joining a gym, going a couple of times, taking a week off, going a couple more times, and then finally falling off the wagon, you're never going to get any results from that. Now, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to give you some tough love. You absolutely have to commit to these goals. And as far as fitness and weight loss goes, 6 weeks to 12 weeks is exactly what you're looking for. That's a great range. More on the 12-week side, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. Okay, girls, now that we have determined our what, our why, our how, and our first phase of our grand design, the second phase of our grand design is for you now to figure out how it is that you need to show up to make this happen. Now that you have the time frame of what needs to be accomplished when, you need to figure out on a very in-depth level of how you're going to get it done. How many Facebook Lives do you need to do a week? How many times do you need to have your friend call you during the week to make sure that you haven't snuck off to the pantry to grab those cookies again? How many times should your trainer check in with you on a weekly basis to make sure that you're still on the right track? Girls, there is absolutely nothing wrong with outer accountability. Most of us need it. That is one of the number one complaints or concerns that I hear expressed as a personal trainer. Everyone just needs some type of outer accountability. They need someone in their corner who they know is rooting for them or waiting for them to show their results, or at the gym waiting for them to get their fanny there so that they can go run together. We all need some type of accountability, and there's no shame in that. That is actually something that will help us get what we need accomplished. You also need to figure out your absolutes. Your absolutes can be in the positive category or in the negative category. And what I mean by that is, I'll give you an example. Last year, we were so busy from the time that school started back, basically until February. So let's see, September, October, November, December, January, February. Okay, so that is 6 months out of the year. We were so busy with sports and church groups and sports and dance groups and sports and more church groups. I'm just exaggerating, but not really. It was so busy that we only had one night off a week, and that was Friday night. And of course, Friday night is the time that you want to go out and, you know, have friends over or go out to eat or have a good time. But we were so busy throughout the week with 2 and 3 sports a night. By the time Friday rolled around, we were just burnt out. We didn't want to do anything anymore. And so it was just a whirlwind of 6 months. And that was a lot of time with a lot of things to do. So when the next fall rolled around, I told my husband, Alan, that we were not doing that again. Something had to give. Something had to come off of the plate. And thankfully, we were able to work it out with our kids. Everyone was happy. Nobody felt like that they were missing anything or that they were being held back from anything. But this year was the year that we decided to chill out on some of our scheduled activities, and it was fantastic. We all have felt more rested. We have enjoyed the activities that we have been a part of. And so that's exactly what I mean with absolutes. You have to figure out what it is that you're willing to do and what you are not willing to do. Maybe for you, it's you're absolutely not willing to work late anymore because you have a family to take care of. Maybe it's that you are no longer going to sit on the computer all weekend finishing up work because you want to spend time with your family. Maybe you're no longer willing to take on clients that don't pay their bills on time. Or maybe it's that you're not willing to take on clients any longer that are sucking the life out of you. Maybe one of your absolutes is that you are 100% of the time going to run 5 days a week. That's what your goal is. You want to run 5 days a week and you are absolutely going to do it. It's a non-negotiable. So you have set it on your calendar, whether it is raining or snowing or it's very, very windy, you are going to run. Now, obviously, we have location options. You know, if it's pouring rain and 28 degrees outside, you can run on the treadmill. I know. I also hate the treadmill. I'm just saying it's an option. Maybe it's just something as simple as planning one date night every week with your spouse, because that relationship is so very important to you that you 100% want to take care of it. And if you can't do once a week, because we sure can't, I'll be real honest, maybe just once a month, but you are setting the time aside on your calendar for both of you to come together without your children just to be a couple. Maybe that's your absolute this year. Whatever your goals are, girls, I would absolutely love to hear them. And now once you sit down and plan all of this out, treat yourself. I mean, this is some real stuff. This is great accomplishments. You are setting yourself up for wonderful success. And don't forget, I've told you, you only do it for a certain amount of time. So when that time is up, you need to do it again because we thrive on goals, girls. We all do. One of the statistics that I learned as a personal trainer is the person who is at risk more than anyone else at sliding backwards is the person who has accomplished their goal because they don't have anywhere else to go. They've made it. So you have to set another goal in front of you. So like I said, once this is over, you have to sit down and do this all over again because we are usually goal-driven people. So I am wishing you the most success in 2019. I absolutely will be here to help you in the program First Six that I will be starting January the 1st. The link will be in the show notes for you to sign up. And don't forget that it is completely free. And I absolutely would love to hear about all of the things that you are getting set up for yourself in 2019. You can DM me on Instagram, or you can contact me from my website, or you can use the hashtag AdventuringTheGirlLife. I am so excited about this upcoming program, girls, and I hope that you join me, and I cannot wait to see you there. But before we go, you know, we always have to do our crown and our flop. My flop for this week is a pretty crappy flop, actually. Right now, we're obviously all in the middle of Christmas shopping. And I was at the store the other day buying a bunch of Christmas presents, and I threw them all in the trunk. I went to another store, threw all the groceries in the trunk, and then I went home. Once I got home, I'm putting everything away. I have lost a Christmas present. Are you kidding me? Not only have I lost the Christmas present, but I can't find my receipt either. So I'm scouring the trash can and the car and my purse. Where could it be? I've been to two places since I purchased it. Still can't find it. Still looking for it. So I'm wondering if the present and the receipt were in the same bag and they never made it to my car. I'm looking into this as we speak. But I've lost a Christmas present until then, and it's very frustrating because that's money that I spent. I don't like to be wasteful. Anyways, before I continue, moving on to the crown. My little guy, Sawyer, has been, what's the word I'm looking for? He's being convicted lately about his behavior. And I'm actually really proud of him for that. He's telling the truth a lot and he's overcoming some things. But the crowning moment is that the other night we were in his bed and we were praying for like the 12th day in a row about this specific thing. And he repeated a verse back to me that I told him 3 or 4 days ago. Now, mind you, I understand that children are sponges and that they're very intelligent, but I was just so surprised that he remembered this verse and he repeated it back to me. He is listening. So the crowning moment, I feel like, goes to he and I both because he remembered and repeated it back. And I was just so proud because I told it to him and he listened. And for any of you out there who are going through the ringer with your children, don't forget about these moments. Don't forget what little blessings they are, even when we're falling apart on the inside and outside because they're driving us crazy. I hope that you find something like this to be grateful for. I was just so excited. It warmed my heart and I wanted to share it with you. But before I go, don't forget about our New Year challenge. I mentioned it, but one more time, first six, we will be breaking bad habits for the first 6 weeks of the year. I hope that you're excited and that you'll join us because I will be in there and participating with you. And I want you to keep in touch. And so the link will be in the show notes for you to sign up. And it's also on my Instagram. And as always, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, I am please asking you to subscribe to the show and to leave us a review. The reviews are how iTunes ranks us, and we can help more girls grow if we get more reviews. So I appreciate your input as always. And until next week, girls, adventure on!